Let's talk food. Let's talk a taste of Wisconsin. Ron Horner is here. You're the committee chairperson for Taste of Wisconsin, and you're also a big wig in the Kiwanis, the Western Kenosha Kiwanis.
I am. I'm on their board, so we get to make all sorts of decisions and such. So, yep, I'm there too.
You have like one of those like the honeymooners. Ralph Cramden had the raccoon hat, you know.
You know, I was never offered one, and I never thought to ask. So I'm fezless, if you will.
Yeah, Ralph and Ed Norton were members of the Raccoons, and they had the Davy Crockett thing going on.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
The friendly raccoon, hello, woo-woo. But you don't have any secret handshakes or anything?
No secret handshakes, no nothing.
See, I was going to join, but you don't have a secret handshake.
Well, we do some exciting things, but some things we might be a little boring.
Well, this is exciting. A Taste of Wisconsin. It's coming to downtown Kenosha. I'm going to tell exactly where it is downtown.
It is at Harbor Park. If you know the Public Museum and the Civil War Museum, we are right on the lakefront, right in front of them.
So what do you have, like streets of food?
So what it is we take over that plot of land and we take over the land and we just have food vendors. We have upwards to 30 food vendors. Offering various tastes, ethnic foods, the standards of burgers and hot dogs and fennel cakes and soft pretzels and alike. We have not only food, but we also have music, too. We have over 80 bands, which I'm proud to say each of the bands donate their time to us because this is a fundraiser for our club. And we have them spread over four tents. We have a rock stage. We have a jazz stage, an acoustic stage, as well as a main stage for everybody that we can't fit in the other stages. So we have tons of music, tons of food, and we have activities for the kids. We have a kids zone. The Kenosha Police Department is going to bring out their canine unit and provide a demonstration of the use of the dogs. So there is plenty to do over a 3-day span.
Are you going to volunteer to be chased by the animals and torn to shreds?
I've never been asked to do that. I don't know if I would volunteer.
They'll put a piece of meat in your back pocket. And they'll say, get him.
Boy, there's that funny meat smell going on there. I can't explain it.
That was on Seinfeld when they had the the napkins with the meat wrapped in it.
Yep, exactly.
And the dog was chasing Elaine down the block.
That'll get you in trouble real quick.
Okay, and this weekend, which we talked about the weather this weekend, sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs in the mid-70s on Friday, then in the mid-80s on Saturday. You guys must have been ecstatic when you heard that. No rain, no smoke.
No smoke, no rain. Pretty decent, as we like to say, beer drinking temperatures. So I think we're going to be really good. Off the lakefront, we may get a slight breeze coming over the lake, but nothing that would be intolerable.
So what am I missing? Because I've never had a beer in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I've tasted it. I took one sip once and that was about it. I've never had it. And what am I missing that everybody else is so in love with beer? What am I not getting in this whole thing?
You know, I'm with you. I've not really been much of a beer drinker, but my friends are and they seem to enjoy it.
Everybody knows a beer drinker except me. They say, you want one? No. Mm-hmm. I'll have a club soda. Club soda?
Yeah, say what?
Club?
It's unheard of. Are you allowed in the state?
All right, I'll tell you what. Club, it'll put a lemon in there.
You're going elegant.
I'll go wild this weekend. You guys have the beer. I don't know what I'm missing. Mm. And everybody drinking, you know, when you go to a ball game, it's like, you know, $60 for a beer.
Right.
You know, and they, give me two. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing. My wife never had a beer. I don't think she ever had one either.
Yeah, I think my wife had a couple at some point in her life, but I mean, it just, again, it's the flavor of the day. If that's something that turns you on, have at it.
Now we're talking food that I've had.
Yes.
Okay. So give us some examples of some of the different foods you're going to have. Are these food trucks or are they kind of tents with?
Actually, it's a combination. We'll have food trucks on site, but we'll also have vendors that have their own tent setups.
When did food trucks come around? Because all of a sudden they're everywhere. And I don't remember them, you know, 20 years ago. I don't remember food trucks.
They're fairly, I would say within the last 10 years, they've really started to come in their vogue. And there's a lot more in Kenosha than there had been.
Yeah, because they're bringing the restaurant to you.
Mm, absolutely. And what's nice is, a couple of things, is number one, as you say, the restaurant comes to you. But the other thing is, if you've got people who are interested in getting into the restaurant industry, it is a, it's, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's a good way to get yourself in there and to try out what you're, what you have to offer recipe wise. And if you get that following, you know, brick and mortar is the next step outside of the truck.
Well, I know a lot of brick and mortars like Pico's restaurant, they have their own food truck.
Sure.
Now, we were playing a little game last Friday night with a neighbor of ours, and you had to pick a card and you had to answer the question on the card. And my wife got one that said, which would you rather work at? An elegant restaurant, fast food, or a food truck?
Oh, okay.
And I picked, I would have said, and she did, she said the food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in there, it's your place. Your customer comes in, you don't have to deal with them again. You don't have to go check on them every 5 minutes like a restaurant.
Right.
And you're doing all the food, you're doing everything in this closed in space. Hopefully it's air conditioned. And you make your menu is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're doing it, you know it's going to be good. And I don't think the expectations of the people coming up to a food truck are the same as an elegant restaurant.
Sure.
I think they're a little bit lower.
Well, let's put it this way. You're probably not looking at a giant table service with candles and
this steak, I said medium rare. It's more on the rare side. Can you recook this? You don't have that in the food truck.
No. Basically, you get what you order and you're happy about it.
We're talking to Ron Horner. He's a committee chairperson. Are you the chairperson for Taste of Wisconsin?
For Taste of Wisconsin.
And right. Also a member of the Kiwanis, Western Kenosha Kiwanis Club. How many Kiwanis clubs do you have in Kenosha where you got to be the Western one?
Right now, at this time, there's only one. There was three at one time.
So can we knock off that Western? Is that going to stay forever?
That's going to probably stay forever.
Okay.
It's one of those, once you get it, you keep it. That's it. Okay. You're done.
Ron Horner joining me. He is from the Western Kenosha Kiwanis organization. And they are putting on a Taste of Wisconsin this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, I was telling you before we went on the air, in the movie Lilies of the Field, an Academy Award-winning film for Sidney Poitier, the nuns that came from Berlin, East Germany, to settle in Arizona, they're looking for funds. They don't know much about America. Looking for funds, so they write to the elk. They write to the Order of the Moose. And the head nun says, Kiwanis, what kind of animal is that?
Exactly.
Where's that name come from? Do you even know?
I know that there is some information on the Kiwanis International site, but I've never had the opportunity or inkling to go down that road. So
it's like a little furry animal from Australia, the Kiwanis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
But the Kiwanis goes in the trees and is rarely seen, comes out at night. We can make a whole backstory on the Kiwanis. People are going to believe me. They don't know.
Well, I mean, unless they do the research, they'll never know themselves. So,
well, we have Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo coming in next week.
Oh, okay.
She would know.
Fantastic. Looking forward to
that. And she'll say, yeah, you're full of it.
You're making up a story, are you?
Okay, give us some background on the Kiwanis. Do you know, it's a fraternal organization, and their whole purpose is to help.
Their purpose is to help and support kids, whether it's directly or indirectly. So and I can speak for our club specifically, what we do is one of many things that we do is we offer scholarships to kids. We have a standing relationship with one of our local high school's music programs, and the students in that program, whether it be the orchestra, band, or choir, they will select a student from each of three of those classes to receive a scholarship monies from us. And in June, they have a big music program, and we participate in the program. Towards the end, we announce that student and we give them a scholarship check.
Whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. So we help in that particular instance, that specific program, but we also offer scholarships in various other areas, not just specific to school. But if people are, or if kids are interested in getting into technology, engineering, just looking to go into college but need a little bit of help, we offer scholarships for that as well. But not only just focusing on kids, but also other areas where we help agencies who help kids as well, such as donation of monies to local food pantries, We've donated funds to our local police department to help with their purchase and support of their canine force. So we look for areas that we can be of assistance to kids directly or indirectly. One program that we do is the Disabled Children or Disabled Child's Bathroom Remodel Program, where what we do is we select a child, a family who is disabled, and our team goes into their home and looks to see what we can do to improve the home so it improves the quality of that child's life. Whether it's as simple as adding a few grab bars to their bathroom, or maybe it's an issue of their room is too cold and it makes it difficult for them to be in there, we will go in and provide added insulation to the child's room. Every case is unique because the needs are unique, but we step in and our team of experts goes in and they plan everything out and they go in and basically remodel for the needs of that child. Because no child should ever feel as if they are in such dire straits that that they can't have some level of normalcy.
You know, and every time I see a YouTube video mm-hmm. with a child who has problems like that, I say, there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Yes.
Because it could have been me.
Oh, absolutely.
It could have been. You know, my mother, when I grew up, she signed my brother and I up for the Police Boys Club. Mm-hmm. And it was to keep us out of trouble.
Sure.
And so for years, I was on the Police Boys Club. You get to pick what sport you want to do. I picked bowling. Mm-hmm. So every week. And you had the police and dads and stuff. They stayed with us all week, you know, all Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we bowled tournaments. And it was great. It kept everybody out of trouble. It's back in the early 60s. And sure. we didn't have to deal with problems. And my mother thought ahead. I got to keep these kids mm-hmm. you know, from getting in trouble. And so she signed my brother and I up. And my friends and my neighbor, they signed up too. Mm-hmm. So and you got to wear a Police Boys Club shirt. And again, they gave it a shirt with the Police Boys Club on it. Mm-hmm. And it had Nassau County Police on it. It was all great stuff.
Sure.
And it kept me out of trouble. I learned how to bowl.
Hey, it was a twofer.
Yeah, I didn't turn into any champion, but I was at least could throw a ball down the alley and knock them down. All right, so we're here for A Taste of Wisconsin. This actually started, according to my notes here, 2009.
2009, yep, about 17 years ago.
Who came up with the idea?
Well, actually, it was an offshoot. Our club used to do something called Cohorama.
Oh, yeah, Cohorama. It's not there anymore?
It's no longer there.
Oh, Cohorama. That was like Salmonorama, except Cohorama.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it was a big fishing extravaganza, lasted weeks, a week at a time, and it just became too hard to manage. You got to envision our club is just under 50 members, and at this time are aging members, unfortunately. But so it became too hard to manage. So they said, you know, we need to stop this. We can't keep continuing this on, but we do need to be able to fundraise and we do need to be able to promote our club and Kiwanis in general. So they left that and moved over to Taste of Wisconsin. Being a 3-day event, it was something that they could manage. And they continue on to this day.
And you really don't have to, the food takes care of itself.
Yes.
The food trucks and the restaurants, all you do is have to make sure they show up, everybody's in line, and then you can sit back, relax.
Exactly. And what we do is, during the year, I describe Taste of Wisconsin as being, if you understand weddings, you plan a wedding all year long for a one-day event. Well, in our situation, we plan for an event all year long for a 3-day event. And it's just basically coordination and time management.
And getting the bands to show up.
Yes, getting the bands to show up, which, you know, again, they volunteer their time with us, and we are exceedingly grateful. And
you don't have the Beach Boys there, do you?
We do not have the Beach Boys. Right. I'm sorry.
Because they cancel.
Yeah, so, they're done.
All right. Okay, so make sure you didn't have the Beach Boys, because that would have been a big draw, and then you're going to have to say they canceled.
Yeah, no, not on our lists at this point, so we're good.
Okay, that's good. A Taste of Wisconsin. We're talking restaurants set up. You want to plug any of the restaurants? You know many offhand?
Sure. We've got a few of them.
Let's plug them.
So we've got Ben's Soft Pretzels, Kane's Corn Kettle Corn. We've got various pizza purveyors. We've got Firewise Barbecue.
All right, now we're talking. Go ahead.
Fry Daddy's, which is like the king of carnival foods, funnel cakes, hot dogs, hamburgers, anything that you can fry.
There goes that 43 pounds I lost. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, that'll be going. We've got Corn Stars. They do different flavors of popcorn and such. Grandma's Cookie Cottage. Now, these guys are the first ones, or they're coming to us for the first time. They focus primarily on cookies, and they are the best cookies. That it's incredible. And she does such a fantastic job. So you'll definitely want to come out and check out those cookies. We have different drink vendors, iced tea spot. We have Island Noodles, Luigi's Pizza. We spoke of pizza earlier. Mama Jerk. She's going to be with us.
Mama Jerk.
Mama Jerk. It's Jamaican jerk chicken.
It's just the way you said it.
Wow.
Mama Jerk is good.
Mama Jerk. Oh.
Okay.
That's the name.
Yeah, hey, I know.
I'm only reading. I'm sorry. Smart Teas, again, different tea drinks, boba, and they have a fantastic array of drinks. We have Nothing Bundt Cakes. They're actually going to be with us with their Bundt Cakes. Very good Bundt Cakes. We have several different Mexican restaurants that are going to be with us. Pedro's Authentic Mexican Cuisine is one of them. We've got TNN's Egg Roll House. They're going to be with us. Tacos El Rey is going to be with us. We're going to have the Donut Hole. So if you're a donut fan, they're going to be with us. And alike, we're going to have a Trini's Ice Cream. So after you have all the fried foods, the hot dogs and the hamburgers,
cool
and the
it
pizza,
off with some ice cream.
You can cool it off with some ice cream.
That sounds great. Now, this is a Taste of Wisconsin. It's being put on by the Western Kenosha Kiwanis organization. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser.
Yes.
So spend money because all their money's going back to the community, the children. It's all going back. Nobody's pocketing anything. It's just all going back. So spend generously. And it's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And again, we'll mention the forecast. Sunny Friday with a high near 76. Sunny Saturday with a high near 85. Sunny Sunday with a high near 86. What are the hours, by the way?
So Friday, we open at 3. We go to 11. Saturday, we're from 11 to 11. And Sunday, we're from 11 to 7.
Perfect. All right. Well, good luck. Yeah.
Thank you.
The weather, if you guys set it up right, the weather's perfect.
Yep. It's Mother Nature and us. We're on speed dial.
Now, we're in Kenosha again, is this?
It's at the Harbor Park. If you know the Kenosha Public Museum and the Kenosha Civil War Museum, we are right on the lakefront, right in front.
Sounds good.
Yep. Free event, free parking.
But you got to pay for the food.
Well, you got to pay for the food.
All right. Thanks, Ron, for coming in.
Thank you.
Ron Horner, everybody.